Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is getting daf tesvav. We're here at the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We had had a long brisa here with a bunch of different shitos, and we tried to fit in, right? We tried to explain the whole big machlok, 5-6-way machlokas, based on what we've been discussing, which is the concept of holech kizchi. If you give someone something to a shliach to give to someone else, right? Are you telling that shliach to acquire it for the someone else? And we had kind of molded the machlokas around that with a couple of aspects, a couple of extra aspects. Do we say mitzvah, the kind of re'ameis, and other such things. So the Gemara now, what we're up to, is going to basically say, no, that's not actually the machlokas between all those shitas. We're going to try and maybe kedai to go through all the opinions. For the sake of time, I don't really want to run through it again. I guess we'll go through it as we go through all of the opinions once again. So we're here, so 5-6 lines up, lo babari. Now, we had suggested that we're talking about we're talking about a shechev mirah, and perhaps in some cases, in some opinions, right, they hold that we're talking about a bari, right? Again, a shechev mirah is someone who, if he's on his deathbed, so we honor his commandments, his tzava, a little bit more seriously than a bari. So we had back and forth, right? Are we dealing with a bari? Are we dealing with a shechev mirah? Right? Who do you give the money back to, right, if certain people die in a certain scenario? So the Gemara says, "Lo babari de kol yamal pligi." Really, everybody agrees that holich is not kischi. In this brisa, everybody holds it. Holich is not kischi in the case of the guy's healthy. But the case here in this brisa, all the cases, right, are by eshchid mira. We plugged out the Rabbi Lazar of Rabbanakam Lefgi, and we're in the following machlokas. That sounds we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Bava Basra, okay, the end of Bava Basra. A machalik nechos of al piv. A person says, dictates who his nechosim should do, who should go to, right, after he passes away. Normally there's a certain halachos of Yerusha, but a person starts dictating, says, I want this to go this to go that. So how do you treat that? So Rabbi Lezer says, echad bari vechad mesukan, whether the guy is healthy, whether the guy is on his deathbed, whether he's a shechid mira, doesn't matter. Nechosim sheish lehem achrayis niknin mekesh shtar v'chazaka, v'shein lehem achrayis in niknin elav v'mashicha. Basically, Rabbi Lezer outlines the normal ways for acquiring items. If it's movable property, monetary stuff, so that you need to do a kinyan, whatever, etc. And if it's land, all the way around. I'm sorry. If it's land, then it needs to be done with the kesef shtar chazaka, with one of those kinyans. And if it's movable stuff, if it's monetary stuff, so then you have to do mashicha, you have to do hagbah, you have to do some sort of kinyan. Meaning, long story short, it doesn't work. It doesn't work to say, I want you this to go to that person, this to go to that person. Right? But Lezer says you need to do a proper kinyan. The chacham say no. All you need to do is the amira. Right? If the guy's a shchibira, you can just state where he wants things to do, where he wants things to go. And that is enough, and those people acquire said in Yonim. So Amru lo, and the Chacham said back to Rabbi Elazar, right, so Maisa be'iman shal b'nei Rochel, shayis acholah. Right, again, there's a story with the mother of Rochel, iman shal b'nei Rochel. Well, I guess Rochel was their father, right? Iman shal b'nei Rochel. Right, they wouldn't call her. Yeah, the sons of Rochel's mother. So again, the Pasha says Rochel was her husband. Yeah. So anyway, Shaisa Chola, she was sick. The Amar, she said Tinasin, Tinasin kid binasi libiti. She wanted to give her a certain item, a certain valuable item to her daughter. V'hibishnemasar mana, that was worth 12 mana. That's a lot of money. Umason that she died, v'kimah chacham mistevareah, and the chachamim were mekayim mistevareah. So apparently, what do you see? we see that the chachamim are proving their shita that just the amira of a shechik mira, right? That normally inheritance, right? Any type of valuable jewelry or whatever it is would go to the yorshim. But she was on a shechik, she was sick, she was dying. She said, "Give it to my daughter," and the chacham did so. That seems to prove the chachamim shita. So Rabbi Elazar said back to him, "Bnei Rochel tikbareim imeim," that the sons of Rochel should the Bnei Rochel should bury their mother. meaning it was like a klala, as Rashi says. It was a klala, meaning fascinating Rashi over here, if you look at the second line. Tikvarim imeim, klalahi, it's a curse. Kolomer, in other words, lo yalu alev, don't think about that at all. Vol yizkuru bevesa medrash l'raya l'fisha rishayim hayu. Don't bring me that as a proof in the base medrash. Don't let those words be on your lips in the base medrash. Don't let the name of these people be on your lips. She rishayim hayu, they are rishayim. What did they do so bad that earned them the name Rishayim? They would raise, or they would grow, thorns in their vineyard. With Rabbi Elazar, Kilayim Ninu. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Shita, that's Kilayim. That's pretty intense, right? I would have thought they're Rishayim, they murder people, they kill people, Avodah Zarah. No, they, according to one opinion, they're Maimed Kilayim in their vineyard. Okay, fine, very fascinating Rashi. Okay. He even reiterates it again at the bottom of the right. Rishayim lo huskru beis medrash. Don't we have to be careful when we say the beis medrash? We don't think about that so much, but we have to be careful what we say. Okay. Anyway, the tachlis is that's the machlokes that we're dealing with in our brisa. Rabbi Elazar says that the amira of a shchimira is not kona whatsoever, and the chachamim say that it is. So the tanakama again. Now, so back to our shita. Again, we had said that really, if someone is a bari, that if you give something to a shliach, right, that is not as if the shliach acquires it for the other person. But what about a shchit mira? So tanakama, kerbi lazer. So simply tanakama, right, again, we would say that what happens if the guy dies? So you give the money back to the mishaleach, give back money back to the sender. So that's like Rabbi Elazar, who says that there's no kinyan done here whatsoever, and holich is not kischi. Rabbi Nasim Rabbi Yaakov, who says that you give the money to the mekabel, the guy who was supposed to get the money, to his yorshim, right? Not like Rabbi Elazar, also holds like Rabbi Elazar, but afagav demes lo amina mitzvah dekayim at the reames. And even though, again, we're talking about a case, if you remember, that both the guy who's sending the money and the guy who's supposed to get the money died. So he also holds like Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Nasim Rabbi Yaakov also holds like Rabbi Elazar, but why do you give the money to the guy who's supposed to get the money's yorshim? You should probably, according to Rabbi Elazar, there was no kinyan. You should give it back to the mishalech. You should give it back to the sender's yorshim. So even though the guy died, there's no mitzvah, right, to do what the guy said. And therefore, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nasser Rabbi Yaakov says you send it back to the mishalech, to the sender's yorshim. Okay, sorry, that was confusing. I apologize. Should we start again? No, we're not going to start again. Tanakama Rabbi Elazar. Tanakama, who says that the money goes back to the mishalech, right? He didn't die. That's great. He holds like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Yaakov, who said that you send back to the money to the mishalech's yorshim, to the sender's yorshim. So that namik Rabbi Elazar, and that also holds a Rabbi Elazar that there was no kinyan here. And why don't you give it to the guy who's supposed to get the money? Because afagav the mitzvah lo aminan mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. Because even though the sender died, there's no mitzvah to be mekayim. There's no extra mitzvah to be mekayim what he said. V'yesh omrim, the yesh omrim who said that you should give the money to the yorshim of the person who was supposed to get the money, they hold karabanan. They hold like the rabbanan who say that it is a kinyan, right? And they would say holich kischi in the case of a shchiv mira. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Shemar Mishum Rabbi Meir, according to them, who said right mitzvah the kind of divrei ameis, Rabbi Elazar. He holds like Rabbi Elazar, but miu heicha demes arminu mitzvah the kind of divrei ameis. He holds like Rabbi Elazar that there's no kinyan done by the shchiv mira. And really, the money should go back to the sender, but right, we hold it that since the sender died, there's a mitzvah right, to give it to whoever he said. Right, because it was afkalu, right? The Chachamim said you split the money because they were. It's a suffix whether you hold like Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. But Khan, and when we said Khan Amru, that in Bavel, right, that they said you do whatever you want, that's again the same thing. Shu the Adif, right? It makes more sense to them, right, that the Shliach should get to do, should get to decide and do whatever he wants in the case where both of them passed away. For Rabbi Shimon Anasi, Maisa Asa Lashminan, and Rabbi Shimon Anasi, right, that he was just telling a story, right, to prove the Shita of Rabbi Nassim Rabbi Yaakov, right, that who said that you give the money back to the Yorshim of the sender. Okay. That's the following. Rabbi Shimon Anasi, Nasi Hu, or Mishmei Danasi, Karmar. Meaning, when we call Rabbi Shimon Anasi, right, we all know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, right? But when we call Rabbi Shimon Anasi, was he actually the Nasi? Right? We don't have really, we don't really have any record of that. Was he actually the Nasi, right, at some point? Or was he quoting the Nasi, i.e., quoting probably Rabbi Yehuda Anasi or something like that? So Tashma, let's bring a proof. Tamar of Yosef Halach, Rabbi Shimon Anasi. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Anasi. So clearly, okay, that seems to be that's what they called him. That seems to be his title. So it must have been a Nasi. So it says, "Nah, I died in Tibaylecha Nasi who owed It could just be that when Rav Yosef said that's a halacha, he could have just been referencing the brisa and saying that when the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Hanasi, right, who said in the name of the Nasi, so therefore Tegu, right, we don't really have an answer one way or another. Gufu goats, go back to what you said. I'm Rav Yosef halacha Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. What do you mean Allah is like Rabbi Shimon HaNasi? Rabbi Shimon HaNasi says that the money goes back to the Meshalech, Yorshim, right? Like Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan, that you send it back to the guy who sent the money to his inheritors, which divish we hold a divish chiv mirah, if someone's lying on his deathbed, right? So when he says to do something, so that it's as if it's written down in the star or whatever. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Mokul, Babari. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef holds that the price is not talking about chiv mirah, it's talking about someone who's healthy. The Gemara says, Vaila Yorshim Meshalech. What do you mean? His whole shita is you give it back to the guy who sent the money to his yorshim. So obviously he died, right? So what do you mean he was healthy? And we said that you should be mekayim the words of someone who passed away, right? You should give the money to the guy who's supposed to get to the guy who's he's supposed to give it to. So Gemara says, yeah, you have to change your Rishon Anasi's shita. Tani yachzu la mishaleach. No, the case is where he's healthy and he didn't die, and therefore there's no mitzvah to be mekayim the ramez. It is just to give the money back to the guy who sent the money, who, and in fact he's still alive, and therefore give it back to him. Okay, hadron lacha maybe kama, right? And now we go to maybe, I guess, Basra, Shnia. I'm not sure if there's another one. But the second paragraph that talks about Bafani Nechtav, Ubufani Nechtav. Okay, maybe get him DNA. And now, this Mishnah, and this, I'm not sure of the entire paragraph, but definitely the beginning of the paragraph is going to talk about still Bafani Nechtav, Fani Nechtav. And we obviously have to talk about why you need to mention it twice. But it's going to talk about incomplete cases of Bafani Nechtav and Bafani Nechtav. Right? We started off with the concept, right, a couple of weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, whatever, that the get a shliach, yeah, if you're, just to rehash, right? Get comes from Dina Sayam, the shliach has to say, Fa nechtam, fa nechtam, right? He said that I saw them write the get, it had to be Lishma, and I saw them sign the get. So again, I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, right? It's machlokes between Rabba and Rava, is are we nervous about Lishma, right? Or do we hold that Chutzlar does not begin Lishma, or according to Rava, we're nervous that they're not going to be any Edim Mitzvim the Kaimo, and in the case that the husband comes and says, not a real get, we're not going to have Edim because it came from Chutzlar, etc. So again, we mentioned that Rava holds like Rava, that he's also concerned that we need to make sure that there are witnesses or some sort of confirmation that this get is legit. So therefore, when he says fainechtam, right, that precedes and kind of preempts a problem from the husband. So now, hamevi get medina seyam v'amr fainechtam av alo amr alo fainechtam. Right, he says half. Right, it was written in front of me, but it wasn't signed. Or fainechtam. Or he saw the signatures, but he didn't see it written. Or he says, it was written in front of me, I saw the whole thing written in front of me, but I only saw one signature, I only saw half of it being signed. Or he said he saw it written half, and he saw it signed by everybody. In that case, puzzle, right? If you don't have the full, right, the whole thing is puzzle, the whole thing is no good. Right, if one of them says it's funny nechtav, and one I saw it written, and one of them says I saw it signed, puzzle. That's also no good. Right, we have to figure out exactly, right, what Gemara will obviously have to deal with. What's the case over here? Right, is that the shliach? Are there two edim here? Is it the shliach and some other guy? Right, are they both shlichim? Okay, we have to figure out the Gemara. We'll talk about it over here. If you want to peek ahead, you can look at Rashi. So the Gemara says that that's possible. Shnayim omer b'fnei nechtav, echad omer b'fnei nechtav. And if two people say that they saw it written, and one guy says he saw it signed, puzzle. That's also a puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Right? And again, that we'll also have to figure that out. Again, if you remember, a lot of these issues are going to revolve around the fact that we don't want to confuse this with Kiyum Shtaros. Right? If you remember, we said that we don't want to get people think that normal Kiyum Shtaros, right, again, when you just ratify, whatever the word is, ratification. Anyway, okay, when you come to confirm that a shtar is real, so you need two aidim. Right? We don't want to get confused with this one aid, right, and have people think that you can normally do kiyum shtars with one aid. So that's going to revolve, a lot of these issues are going to revolve around that. Echad omer b'fanei nechtav, v'shnayim omer b'fanei nechtam. If one of them says, I saw the whole thing written out, and then two people come and say, b'fanei nechtam, I saw the signatures, so then kosher, that's fine, that's kiyum shtars, right, the kiyum shtars in general, right? Two people come and testify, right, on the on the star. Okay, so Gemara now says like this: Hasul Amali. Why are we going back to this? Fainakta. We learned this already, right? We did this. We were here, right? We started getting with everybody. Right? First parak, we saw it. Hatanu lechadizim, right? We already learned this. Maybe get Medina say Yom Tzarek Shem Fainakta Fainakta. You got to say all of it. Forget half of it. Half of it. Some of it. You got to say the whole thing. So Gemara says, if it would be for the first Mishnah, Havamina Tzorech, Vimlo Amar Kosher. Now, this is where we learn that if you don't say it, it's possible. Meaning, you would have thought, if you just learned the first parak, or the first Mishnah, really, that if, okay, sorry about that. That's what happens when you get a message in the middle of your share that you missed an important meeting that you totally blanked on. Anyway, okay. So basically, if you would, back to the Gemara. So if we had just had the first Mishnah, we would have known that it was necessary, right? But we wouldn't have known that you'd be puzzled if you missed saying Fainechtam, therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that, in fact, is true. Now, the Mishnah said, right, Befainechtam Chetzio, Befainechtam Kulo, puzzle. That was, if the guy bringing the shtar, if the guy bringing the get only saw half of it, but he saw both of the signatures, right? So then that is still no good. So says, "Hi chetzio, which half, right, did he not see? Ile mechetzio rishon. If you tell me he missed the first line, v'amar Rabbi Elazar, we had this already. I feel a little kozav elishita achas lishma shuvei notzarech. You only need to, says Rabbi Elazar, you only need to write the first line lishma, as Rashi explains. Right, the first line is she'eish va'isha v'azman. Right, the name of the guy, the name of the woman. Right, and when the get is chal. So the Gemara said that can't be that. You missed. If you only had that, it'd be fine. So Amar Rashi chazir achar. And obviously, we're talking about the case where you only saw the second half, and we weren't sure if the first half was written lishma. Funny nechtav kulo, funny nechtav chetzio puzzle. Similarly, the flip side, if you saw all of it written, but he only saw half of the signatures. All right, so then it is puzzle. So Amar of Chista, Chista says, "Afilu shnayim meidim al chasimas aid sheni puzzle." Now these chidushim are going to get proceedingly more—I don't know—but extreme. But we're going to keep on kind of building on this. Now Rav Chista starts saying by saying that even if there are two other aidim that sign or say that they know that the second signature is legit, still puzzle. Meaning, if you have one, the shliach is coming and saying, "Funny nachtav." And b'fanei nechtam, one aid, and the other aid is ratified by some other, that's the word, right? Is ratified by the other, by two other aidim, right? Not like normal kiyum shtaros, like normal people, a normal case of ratifying and that these signatures are good. My time, why doesn't that work? Because, I mean, again, theory, that's a big chiddush, right? Theory, you have one aid saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, right, for half of it, for the half of the signatures, and two aidim doing regular kiyum shtaros on the second signature. L'chore, you would think that would be good. So Gemara says, my time, why not? Because, oh, kulo b'kiyum aget, oh, kulum b'tekanes chacham. Because either way, you got to pick your poison. Well, not poison, but pick your kiyum method. You can't go right one way or another. And why wouldn't that work? So Tosos, if you point look at Tosos, oh cool, but to Kanos Chachamim, he says Kasavar Lo Daik Ashliach Kol Kach. Apparently, Rav Chisda holds that if he knows he has two Adim, right, ratifying the other signature, he's not going to be as careful, right, by all the other aspects of his testimony. He's not necessarily going to be so careful. And if he knows the other Adim, they're backing it up. And Rava, who's going to ask a kasha on him right now, right, disagrees with that. So therefore, Maskifla Rava, back in the Gemara, Maskifla Rava, Mi Ika Midi, the Ilu Amar Chad, Dilu Amar Chad, Kosher, and Hashad Dika Trey, puzzle? It doesn't make sense. What would happen if this guy would come and testify about everything? Right? He would come and say, I saw it written, I saw it signed by both Adim. Great. Now, you're telling me that since you have two extra Adim on one of the signatures, it's going to be puzzle? That doesn't make sense. So, Rav says, Afilu huv echad me'idim al chasimas yad sheni puzzle. They said, Rav says, the chiddush is that even if it's this guy and another aid testifying about the second signature, meaning the shliach didn't see the second guy sign the signature, but he recognizes the signature. So the shliach is doing fanechtam, he's doing the kanuch hachamim for one signature, and the other signature is through kiyum shtaros, and he is one of the edim. So in that case, it's also possible. So my time, why is that? Because asu lechluf lebekiyum shtaros ba'alma, because we're nervous that maybe you'll come to think, again, like we mentioned before, that normal kiyum shtaros can be done this way, right, with this one eight. V'kanavik nachiriva demamona apuma dechazada, right, and then we'll end up right, with like money changing hands. Right, with one eight. Maskevla Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, what do you mean? Again, even further. Mika midi dilu masiklei iu lekuli dibura kosher and hashadika chad bahadia puzzle. What? It doesn't make any sense. If this guy would be by himself, right, everything would be legit. everything would work. Now, all of a sudden, since you're adding on an extra witness, right, now that's going to puzzle everything up. So that doesn't make sense. Right? Obviously, it's going to be good. So Elam Ravashi, so Ravashi says, no, the case in the Mishnah is, right, Afilu Omer Ani Hu Age Sheni. Even if the guy says no, and I'm the second guy on the star, right? Even the guy says I'm the second guy on the get, meaning he saw the other aide sign the star, and then he says that's my signature. That's possible. My time. Why is that? Because ikulam kim get o kulam b'tekados chachamim. Because you got to have one or the other. Again, you gotta make sure it's all finding after finding them, or all of it through kiyum shtaros. But when you have one and the other, right, that's no good. Meaning, again, the pasha says when the shliach is coming to say that's my signature, right? He's not b'toras, right? He just come as far, right? But he's not b'toras shliach. Right? He's b'toras aid, right? And that's gonna mess things up because now you have the kiyum shtaros on the one hand, right, and the shliach v'nechtam on the other. So okay, so it says Tanan. The Gemara says, one second, I don't understand all this. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, b'fanin nechtav kulo, b'fanin nechtav chetzio puzzle, right? The Mishnah had said, again, one of the cases in the Mishnah was if the guy saw the whole thing written, and if it was written half, it was puzzle. Ida chetzio hechidami. Right? What's going on with the other half? Meaning, in the Mishnah it said that it's puzzle if the guy testifies that he saw one aid on the get sign. So what's happening with the other signature? If you tell me there's nothing going on with it, meaning we have no idea. So ashta echad omer b'fani nechtam, echad omer b'fani nechtam. The high kamasi da kuluksiva, vayamasi da kulukhasima puzzle. And if you'll tell me that one guy says, I saw the whole thing written, and one guy says, I saw the whole thing signed, if that's no good, so chetzmi baya, so obviously you don't need to tell me that if you only have testimony about half the witnesses, that's puzzle. So Elam, no, it must be where there was some sort of edus on the second star, o kederava, right? Either like Rava's shita, like Rava's opinion, or Ravashi. Say Rava again, just the chazer was what was Rava that if you have the shliach and another aid on the second star, or Ravashi when the guy says that's my signature. So lefugin Rav Chista, apparently that's against Rav Chista. So who had said originally that if you have two other Adim signing on the stars. The Gemara says, no, I'm Melech HaRav Chisda. What do you mean? According to that logic, if you're telling me that each line in the Mishnah is coming to exclude certain halachos, why do you need to tell me that if the guy said I saw it written but not signed, that it's puzzle? Obviously, right, again, based on all the other cases in the Mishnah, you could learn that if the guy didn't say B'fani Nechtam, it was signed. If he says, I only saw it written, he didn't say it's signed. Obviously, it's puzzle. So, listen, no. So, the Mishnah, the whole linguistic style of the Mishnah is just building up Chidushim, right? Just building up from the obvious case to the end, right? So that you can't learn, you can't make a diak by one case and the other. So, therefore, Achanami, Lozu Avzukatani, so too, in this case, it's not coming to prove either Rav or Ravashi against me, against Rav Chisda, right? It's just in general, right? It's just kind of building up to a specific case. You can't learn a diak from that Mishnah. Okay, I'm Rav Chisda. So, now we're talking about combining. Like this different shitas that, again, we'd say we're not allowed to combine, let's say, this takanas chachamim of fanechtam with regular kiyum shtaros v'alma, that we're going to move on right, to other combinations of halachic mechanisms. So Amar Rav Chisda says, gidu chamisha mechitza chamisha. Right, we said that for Shusi Yochid, if you remember all the way back in Masechta Shabbos, where you need to have walls that are 10 tefachim. Right, so the question is, how do you measure the wall? Right, again, we talked about if it's in a pit, if it's in a bore, so it'd go down 10 tefachim, so that would be good. We talked about an actual wall at 10 tefachim. What about if you have both, right? Gidul chamisha mechitza chamisha. Let's say you have a dip in the, you have a little bit, like a little dig, a ditch in the ground, and the wall of that ditch is 5 tefachim, and you have a little kind of elevation that's another 5 tefachim. Does that create 10 tefachim, right? You might think that's not so common. I actually have that shayla on my porch in terms of the shiloh for my sukkah, right? Whether I have enough, whoever is able to come over, I can show it to you. But the wall there is not even, right? You have 5 tefachim and then you have 5 tefachim, and it doesn't really reach 10 tefachim unless you kind of combine the two. Anyway, long story short, it's not a ditch, it's not a dip down, but it's a little bit different. But okay, anyway, topless. Well, let's say you, I don't know why I just said that. Let's say you have 5 inches down, 5 inches up. Five tefachim down, five tefachim up. So aim at starfin, Rav Chisda says that it is not combined. Achie kul mechitza o kul begidu, it needs either up or down, right? You can't have both. Darfin Marimar said, what do you mean? Gidu chamisha mechitza chamisha, and starfin, that's not true. Right? You can combine the two to create a wall, that would be 10 tefachim, and therefore, again, it would be 10 tefachim right in the ground, obviously in the pit, right? Obviously, the ditch would be 10 tefachim, right? Yeah, from above, if you're standing on level ground, that would only be 5 tefachim, right? So, but anyway, says Amemar, if you're standing in the ditch over there, so that's going to be 10 tefachim, and therefore the halacha, and also the halacha is that mitzdarfin, that it does actually combine. Boy Ilfa. Ilfa is the following. Shaila, we're just going to have the Shaila, and then we're going to go over, we have a discussion, the Gemara is going to continue on to next daf, exactly what's going on over here, but the Shaila is like this. Yadayim tohoros lachatzayin, oh, ing tohoros lachatzayin. Can you be metaher hands halfway? Now, what does that mean? What in the world are we talking about? So again, as we're familiar, right, we have to wash our hands before we eat bread. That stems back, again, that not so basically stems back to Din Derabanan, where Chazal basically said that you have to, again, that Yadayim are Shnios Latuma, that Yadayim have a din of a Shnia, and therefore they need to be washed and kind of be Metahir, before eating certain things. Right? Back in the day, it was obviously before eating truma or other types of kedusha. Right? Nowadays, we kind of do it, we kind of extend that. So anyways, the yadayim are in general considered to be tame. So what about half washing them? Right? If you have to wash your hands, what about half? So Gemara says, hey, chidami, what do you mean half? What's going on? What do you mean half washing? Right? Elam, if you'll tell me to come wash your bay tray, if you tell me that you have one revius of water, right, and that's how much you need, the minimum, right, to wash your hands, and you have two people, right, two people sticking their hands out, and you have, let's say, maybe a third person just pouring the water over their hands, and you're using this one revius for both people, so Tanan, the Mishnah says, right, beferish, revius, no tlani dain, lachadu fi lishnayim, that works, right, the Mishnah says beferish, that can't be our case. El tkamashi chada chada yode. If you tell me that the case is he's washing one hand, right, and then the next, right, it's about time the Mishnah also says, I know till other achas benatil of achas b'shtifa, yadav taharos. Right, if you do two methods of washing, right, you wash one hand by pouring water over it, and then you dip one hand in, let's say in the mikvah or whatever, in a river, right, and that's the other hand, right, so then that works, I mean, that's fine. So that can't be the case either. If ela dekamashi palga palga diode, if you'll tell me that you're washing half of your hand at a time, meaning, let's say, for example, up to the knuckles, and then you stop, and then you wash the back hand, part of the hand. Well, that doesn't work. That we know it doesn't work. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, no, the case is where you sort of have some water still on the first part of the hand, and it's enough tovech means it'll make it wet, right? The shaila is, right, if that will continue and consider it to be one washing. If you look at Rashi, kishachazer v'natal chatziv hasheni, right, you wash the first hand, right, again, that's, let's say you drip dry, whatever it is, or I don't know, use the towel, right, and then when you wash the second part of your hand, lo nigiv harishon legamri, the first part of your hand is not dry completely, ve'adayin mashka tovech, because there still is water that might make things wet or whatever. Does that consider to be one contiguous washing or not? And obviously that would depend. Right? That's the Shaila that Ilfa is asking, and that's what we'll get to in the session tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.